grandmother's father and mother concerned, they buried here in Starkville. And of course, as far as my father and mother also, they are buried in Starkville.
Were your mother's folks farmers?
Yes.
Now, your mother, did she go to school? Or?
Yes, my mother went to school. Incidentally, my mother's father died when, well, he died a fairly young man, but my mother was married, though. Yeah, mother was married several years before he died. But yes, my mother went to school and went to college and taught school.
Yes, sir.
She taught school for 3 or 4 years before she got married.
Yes, sir. And your father, let's see, he left when he was 18. He probably got...
He didn't go very far in school. He didn't finish high school by any means.
Yes, sir.
He left. He was born in upstate New York, Starkville County, and then moved to Kansas. He and his mother and his three sisters moved to Kansas, where his grandmother was.
Yes, sir.
And then, after 8 years, they moved here.
I was asking you about things in the house, like. You didn't have, like, things that two people could sit in back in those days, did you?
Yes, but I don't remember that, you know, that we had them.
Yeah.
There was such a thing as a sofa or a couch.
There was?
In fact, up at the other house in town where we moved to, there's still a sofa that's just the right size for two people. And funny thing about it is that you could make it down into a bed too. Unfold the thing and make it into a bed.
Huh.
And goodness knows how old it is.
Yeah.
Incidentally, up there at that house is, well, my brother might have showed you a picture of my father. But up there at that house is picture of my mother and my grandmother and my great-grandmother, and also there's some of the old furniture.
Yes, sir.
Even some that they brought from New York with them that were antiques when they moved. There's some chairs up there 250 years old.
Woo.
But there's not many pieces of that old furniture though.
Did y'all have rooms that you could put your clothes in?
No. We used what we call wardrobes. And really, they had two doors on them. One side behind those doors, one was either shelves or drawers, and on the other side is where you hung your clothes up. And you had those in every room. And no closets. And they had what you call dressers.
Mm-hmm.
And that had drawers in them and mirrors above them.
Yes, sir.
And
that's interesting.
But far as clothes closets and so forth are concerned, there were no closets. Now, down there where my sister-in-law lives now, in the house that I was born in, 30 years ago, there wasn't a closet in that house. whatever closets in there now have been added, just partitioned off in the room there, and then finished in such a way that you probably wouldn't recognize the fact that they've been cut off or partitioned off.
Yeah. Now, what did you call outdoor toilet?
the nickname for them is Chick Sale.
Chick-sale.
Chick Sale.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. And then, but really, the name of them was